up your name?
What's your name, sir?
324-334.
Your name?
Morris Brooks.
Mr. Brooks?
Yes, sir.
Who is Mr. Brooks? Honorable Ms. Rittenhouse is going to conduct your hearing, Mr. Brooks.
Mr. Brooks?
Yes?
Could you please state your full name and your ADC number for the record?
Okay, my full name is Morris J. Brooks. ADC number is 324-334.
Thank you, sir. You're appearing before the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency for a revocation hearing concerning the three allegations on your warrant. You were notified about this hearing on December 3rd when you signed a form. Do you remember signing that?
Yes.
On that form is a list of your hearing rights, and one of your rights is you could hire at your expense an attorney to represent you. Did you marry an attorney today, or will you represent yourself?
Myself.
Okay, thank you, sir. I'd like to introduce you to the board. Present in the room today, we have the Honorable Louis Quinones, the Honorable David Neal, the Honorable Dr. C.T. Ray, our board chairman, the Honorable Michael Johnson, and my name is Gail Rittenhouse. I'll conduct your hearing. We also have in the room with us from the Department of Corrections, Community Corrections Officer Mr. Turner. He'll represent the Department of Corrections and your parole officer in the hearing today. So I need to swear the both of you in. So Mr. Brooks and Mr. Turner, do you solemnly swear to tell the whole truth and nothing but the truth, so help you God, and do you so affirm? Mr. Brooks?
Yes.
And Mr. Turner?
I do.
Thank you. Mr. Brooks, your hearing will be conducted in two phases, with phase one to determine if you violated the conditions of community supervision, and phase two to determine if your supervision should be reinstated or revoked, sir. So for phase one, I'm going to read this allegation, each one of these, one by one, to you, and I'll ask you to respond whether they are true or false, sir. So we'll start phase one of your hearing, and the first allegation is that you were in violation of condition number 7, as demonstrated by your use of methamphetamine on or about September 18th, 2018, per the TASC GCMS lab report dated September 21st, 2018. Mr. Brooks, is that true or false?
You said I had two dirties?
I said the violation, the allegation is that you were in violation of condition number 7, demonstrated by your use of methamphetamine on or about September 18th, 2018, per the TASC GCMS lab report dated September 21st, 2018.
Yes.
So that yes means that's true?
Yes.
Okay.
That's true.
And the second allegation is that you were in violation of condition number 4, as demonstrated by your failure to attend substance abuse counseling on or about October 8th, 2018, as directed. Mr. Brooks, is that true or false?
That's true.
That's true? Okay. And then the third allegation is that you were in violation of condition number 2, as demonstrated by your failure to follow the directives of your assigned parole officer by failing to report in for a face-to-face contact visit on or about October 15th, 2018, as written directed on October 12th, 2018. You were actively avoiding supervision, thus you weren't absconded from supervision. Mr. Brooks, is that true or false?
That's true.
That's true? Okay, sir, thank you. Based on Mr. Brooks's admission, then I move to find him delinquent as he violated the terms and conditions of supervision and may have lapsed or had lapsed into criminal ways or company.
Second.
Agreed.
Motion by myself, seconded Mr. Johnson. Agreed. Dr. Wright, Mr. Neal, Mr. Quinones. Okay, Mr. Brooks, we'll move to phase two of your hearing and determine if your supervision should be reinstated or revoked. But before we do, I'm going to ask Mr. Turner to give us all some background information. So just stay on the line. We'll be right back to talk with you and ask some questions in just a moment. Okay?
Okay.
Thank you. Mr. Turner.
Yes, ma'am. Brooks was released from ADC custody on 8/31/2018 and arrested on 11/16/2018 by Phoenix PD. No new charges are noted. He's returned back to ADC custody on 11/16/2018 with an adjusted CSED of 3/2/2019 with 32 abscond days. Current conviction, 2016, commitment A, count 1, criminal trespassing, first degree, 9 months. 2016, commitment B, count 1, narcotic drug violation, 1 year, 6 months. He has no prior convictions. This is his first term in ADC with a CUIR score of 2.2, mental health score of 3, substance abuse score of 2. No STG information is noted. He has no prior terms in supervision. He has no disciplinary. Other arrest, 1997, aggravated assault, Michigan, felony conviction, state prison. 2014, burglary, Michigan, unknown. He has a GB score of G2, V2.
Thank you, Mr. Turner. So, Mr. Brooks, we have a brief written summary of what happened while you were on community supervision, and it looks like you were released to live with your sister on William Street in Phoenix. Did you stay there?
My mother.
Oh, that's your mother? Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Did you stay there the whole time that you were on supervision?
Yes, I did. What happened there, I made a bad choice of going to the class that night. I had got my phone stolen, and I had tried going after my phone instead of, like I said, made a bad choice. And I got scared, and I didn't know what else to do, because he threatened me if I missed the class again, that he was going to send me back to prison, and I just got scared.
Did you tell your parole officer that your phone was stolen?
No, I didn't get a chance. Like I said, I got scared. I was like, even my parents, I was scared to call them and tell them my phone got stolen and stuff.
I noticed that you had several, you were responsible to turn in urines for task. And I notice on September 18th, you had a positive for amphetamines, and on September 21st, you had a positive for amphetamine and methamphetamine. So were you using amphetamines or methamphetamine?
No. I was taking my mental health medicine. That was the only thing. I only dropped one 30. I don't know where there's another 30 coming up. And I only dropped one 30 unit. And that was from methamphetamine.
Okay. Were you working at all, sir?
I was working at my mom's. I was helping take care of my mother.
Oh, okay.
And my parole officer would wear that. And when he came over to visit, he seen that,
Okay, that you were taking care of her. All right. Okay. And what did you think about the substance abuse, the classes that you were going to?
I thought it was helpful, There's no help in here. But I thought it was real helpful.
Had you taken drug treatment before?
No.
So this was your first time to get any sort of drug treatment?
Yes, any type of help.
Okay, all right, sir. So what were you doing when the Phoenix PD picked you up?
I was walking, and I was going by this alley, and the friend that I was with, she wanted to use the restroom, so I walked a little bit down the alley and made sure nothing happened to her. And they pulled in there.
Okay, all right. So for the 32 days that you had absconded, what were you doing?
I went back home. Tried to, my people told me that I would call my parole officer, and I tried to call a couple of times, but I didn't get no answer.
When you say you went back home, what do you mean by that?
Back home, to Lower Buckeye.
You went to Buckeye, okay.
Lower Buckeye, that's where I stayed.
In
Phoenix.
Okay. And that's on William Street?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. All right, thank you. Mr. Brooks, I'm going to see if our board members have any questions for you. Anybody have a question? Okay, Mr. Brooks, we're coming up toward the end of your hearing, but I want to give you the chance to make a final statement. Is there anything else you'd like the board to consider without repeating something you've already told us?
Yeah, I'd like to go, get treatment, and get some help, here I'm not getting the help, And that's, what I want, to be, better when I get out,
Okay, Mr. Brooks, thank you. Thank you for your statement. Mr. Brooks, the board's going to go into discussion, and we just ask that you stay on the phone, remain silent, and we'll be back with you in just a moment. Okay, sir?
Yes, ma'am.
All right, thank you. The board is now in discussion. Mr. Brooks was out and had positive test results for amphetamine. Now, he claims that's because of his mental health meds. However, what I do know about drug testing is that it is very specific, and especially if it's a GCMS test, it can identify things very accurately, different substances very accurately. He did abscond for 32 days, unfortunately. He says his phone was stolen, but did not find another phone or another way to get a hold of his parole officer. So I'm not seeing him as a good candidate to return to community supervision, but I've listened to any input from fellow board members and other thoughts. Okay, based on information in warrant 2018W3065, our conversation with Mr. Brooks, information from Mr. Turner, I move to revoke community supervision as Mr. Brooks was delinquent, violated the terms and conditions of supervision, and had Lobster was about to lapse into criminal ways or company, specifically by absconding for 32 days, during which time his parole officer couldn't monitor his activities.
Agreed.
All right. Motion by myself, seconded by Mr. Johnson. Agreed. Dr. Wright, Mr. Mayor, Mr. Quinones. Okay, Mr. Brooks, the board has voted unanimously to revoke your community supervision, sir. We're showing you with a release date of March 2nd of this year. And on that date, when you're released, you will not have a parole officer to worry about. You'll be free to do whatever you like, and we wish you the best at that time, sir. Hopefully, in the meantime, you can ask your CO3 about, even if there's some self-study. There's a very good Hazelden Design for Living self-study program that you can work on. And within your unit there, if there's nothing else that you can be involved in. You should also consider attending some AA meetings or NA meetings, because those can be very helpful to people as well, sir. So we wish you the best, sir, and hope that we never have to have you come before this board again. Not that we don't like you, but we hope your days with the criminal justice system are coming to an end, sir. Thank you for participating in your hearing today, and your hearing is over. Could you give the phone to the next inmate, please?
Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Brooks.